AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro declared himself innocent and a decent man as he entered a not guilty plea to federal drug trafficking charges in New York. Julie Walker has more on the scene.
Security was as tight as it has ever been outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse, where captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Cecilia Flores were arraigned on narco-terrorism charges Monday, both pleading not guilty. Protesters both for and against his capture squared off as police put up barricades to separate them in the park across the street. Some wore large Venezuelan flags draped across their shoulders. Others wore red Make America Great Again baseball caps. Signs read, "No war for Venezuelan oil" and "Free President Nicolas Maduro." Meanwhile, inside the courthouse, it was orderly. Still, there were twice as many journalists as usual and five overflow courtrooms so that those extra journalists and spectators could watch the government's case unfold on large screens. Julie Walker, New York.
The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. Danish Ambassador Christina Marcus Lassen.
The principles of sovereignty, political independence, and territorial integrity must be respected. The inviolability of borders is not up for negotiation. These are universal, sacrosanct principles enshrined in international law. They apply everywhere.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, led by energy companies and banks. The S&P rose 0.6%, the Nasdaq 0.7%, while the Dow added nearly 595 points, or about 1.2%. Oil prices jumped 1.7%. In other news, the Trump administration's dropping the number of vaccines it recommends every child be given. This is AP News. In the NFL, the Falcons, Raiders, Browns, and Cardinals have all fired their coaches. And Charles de Ledesma has a verdict in France.
A Paris court has found 10 people guilty of cyberbullying France's First Lady Brigitte Macron by spreading false online claims about her gender and sexuality, including allegations she was born a man. The court convicted all defendants to sentences ranging from a cyberbullying awareness training to 8 months suspended prison sentences. The defendants are accused of having posted numerous malicious comments and linking the couple's 24-year age gap to pedophilia. Some of the posts were viewed tens of thousands of times. Brigitte Macron did not attend the two-day trial in October. Speaking on TFI national television on Sunday, she said she'd launched legal proceedings to set an example in the fight against harassment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.